Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with music from Mount Calvary's Associate Pastor Matt Lanham. Here's No One Stands Alone on Blessings from Beulah Street.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands." Like a king, I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world than being alone. Hold my head all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave.
Matt Lanham on Blessings from Beulah Street. As we go through life, we will be tested. So, like the Israelites of old, we need to look to the Lord to find our way. Up next, The Old Paths with Lord Knows.
I see you walking down that dead end road. I see you bend beneath a heavy load. Yeah, this world with all its heartache is like a ball and chain. You keep on praying to see heaven move. You keep on waiting, 'cause that's all you know to do. When life leaves you feeling more lost than found, and you don't see a way out, Lord knows all your troubles, Lord knows patience.
When you don't have a clue how you'll make it through, Lord knows.
We've all been tested, I know I've been there. Feels like there's more on you than you can bear. But just keep on believing, you're gonna find He will answer in His way and in His time.
Lord knows
all your troubles,
Lord knows
all your struggles.
Before He found you, He already knew. Lord knows
what you're facing,
your trials
and tribulations.
When you don't have a clue how you'll make it through, Lord knows. He knew
when Moses needed help down by the sea.
He knew
how tall the walls of Jericho would be.
He knew when the Hebrew boys were staring down the flames. What you're going through today.
I'm Roger Wallace, and you're listening to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX, Christian Radio for the nation's capital.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on. Make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just why I say
when he was on the cross. That's the Mount Calvary Singers on Blessings from Beulah Street. In this week's message, Mount Calvary's senior pastor Charlie Wood talks about the story in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, when the Israelites are being chased by the Egyptians across the desert, and how God parted the Red Sea, enabling the Israelites to escape.
I know that this week that you have been watching, and I know when you see on television, you see the videos, the live streams sometimes from Ukraine, and I know that each and every one of you have thought within their heart about how devastating it must be to be in a situation where everything you own, everything you've worked for, everything you've accomplished in your life, you have to turn around and leave. And I know that the figures now are well over a million. I'm not sure. I didn't watch the news this morning, and I know, but I know that if you're like me, you kind of think back in your heart and you go, my goodness, I am so glad I live in a country that is built upon freedom, that is built upon the wishes that our safety is paramount to those individuals that we have elected into office. And I know that many times that we are called upon, and people talk about the United States and they talk about it in disparaging ways, they make fun of us at certain times, but trust me, folks, there has never been a country in all history that has been as generous as the United States of America to help out those who are in need, even those that we've warred with in the past. We still, when there is a need, we are known as the country that extends it forth its hand to help, and I'm proud of that. And as I was looking through notes and thinking about what to speak about today, I thought I'd take you back a little bit to a story in the Old Testament that all of you know. It's found in the book of Exodus, and it's a story about how Moses led the Israelites out of bondage, and they were in a very difficult situation. And what did God do? He used Moses to part the Red Sea. And those individuals crossed over on dry land. You know the story. And the scripture I want to share with you is found in Exodus. It's found in the 14th chapter. And I'm going to read to you verses 13, 14, and 15. That's Exodus 14. Verse 13, and Moses said to the people before this were complaining. God had freed them, but they were complaining. So Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you. That's the 14th verse. Listen, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word, and just for a few moments, allow us to just focus as individuals for the truth that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I did not first read about this story. I first was acquainted with this story at the movies. I saw this thing at the movies. There's Charlton Heston. Man, he's standing up there. He's got that staff. Boy, I was watching the Ten Commandments. Anybody ever seen that thing? Wave at me over there like that. Wow. And he's up there, and this thing is moving, and the water stops, and they're up on both sides, and the dry land, and all the people are going across, and I was so amazed at this. And then later on, as I got saved, I read about the Bible. I'm like, wow, I guess they made a book about the movie, from the movie. You know, that's what I kind of thought. Somebody had explained it to me. And I read about this. And I was so moved that as a young kid, when I watched this, my eyes were about this big. You know, you see something like that, and how in the world could God do this? And as I was reading about this set of scripture, and I was reading about the different things that had taken place, and boy, these folks were in a bad way. They had left Egypt. God had given them their freedom. And what did they do? They thought about the mountains on one side. They thought about the sea on the east, the mountains in the south, and there they were, and they had Pharaoh's army coming by chariots behind them, closing in. So what are they going to do, like most people do? Who got us into this mess? And what did they do? They turned to Moses. Back in the 10th verse, they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Not only did they complain, but they complained with a little bit of sarcasm. Egypt was known as the land of tombs, because outside of every city there was a great grouping of tombs like that, more tombs than any other land at that time. So they're kind of being a little smart, saying, well, you know, because there are no graves over here in Egypt, you took us out in the wilderness for us to die. Moses responded in the way that I believe that we can learn from as Christians. He responded, don't be afraid, don't fear, stand still. His response was one of calm and not craziness. I dare say that the many things that we face as individuals, even in our country, we would be much better off if we faced them with calmness and not with craziness. We get a lot of craziness. Also, he faced the challenges, which I have written down here, with confidence instead of cowardice. He said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you. When? Today. For those Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. Now the situation they're in, everybody crushing in on them, behind, we've got nowhere to go. The only way they could look is where? Had to look up. And that's what they did. And as they were there being challenged and they were being hemmed in, Moses stood and very calmly gave them the word of the Lord that they drew strength upon. You know, I could just as easily change this verse around and say, instead of the Egyptians that you see today, I could say the problems that you see today, you will no longer see again. The challenges that you face today, you will no longer face again. The addictions that you face today, you will no longer have to suffer through. Because you see, they did see the Egyptians one more time. But when they saw them, they were simply bodies who were thrown on the bank of the river that had been drowned, each and every one. So in this scripture, when it talks about you'll never more see them again, you will never face this same situation again. Because the next time that you have a challenge that comes against you, you'll be able to go back in your mind and remember what God did for you. You know, when you've been around, oh my goodness, I hate saying this phrase, when you've been around as long as I have, when you've been through the things that I've been through, when you've faced enough of life that I have seen, you start to realize how much your strength comes from God. You realize the one solid rock that you can stand upon, the one thing that is not deterred by the situation, by the size of the challenge, is the word of God and what God says about you and God says about me. This morning, we had a great overcomer. We had somebody today who walked into church, and now trust me, I've been with this guy for a number of days this week, and he's been very depressed. Bob Hyam, I don't want to mention his name. Especially nobody's looking in, especially those ladies over in Maryland. They'll get on me.
They're on.
And early this week, he came to realization. He both hands down, looked me in the eye and says, Charlie, I am the oldest attendee at your church regularly. And depression starts to set in. This morning, Miss Ruby walked in. I said, Miss Ruby, you have been sent here for one reason today, to help overcome this man's depression. And Miss Ruby, do you remember what you said to me?
Well, I said a few things.
Yes.
I said, I don't feel depressed.
Right.
And then I said, I can make everybody feel young.
I can make everybody feel younger. No. Folks, God has a way. God has a way to take the simplest thing within your life and just get a hold of your heart. Moses projected calmness, not craziness. He instilled confidence instead of cowardice. And he instilled a sense of clarity instead of confusion. I like simple things. The things that warm your heart that God can use will bring clarity. So many times we look at a situation and we focus on that. We focus on the suffering. We focus on the pain. We get back and we start thinking about the guilt that we have within our own life. Oh my goodness, Lord, how in the world can you help me through all the things that I've done in my life? No. God is about telling you very clearly that greater is you, greater within you is He than that little devil that lives within the world. He told the children of Israel to simply go forward. What was in front of them? The water, the Red Sea. I know when Moses spoke that, I know that went over well, didn't it? Huh? People are going, oh my goodness, he's lost it. He's lost it. I know he's lost it. But Moses knew that God was going to be glorified. Simply as people looked up and listened to the word of the Lord. Clarity. I've been so moved about this situation in Ukraine, and you watch these things and you scratch your head. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. Everything that I hear sounds like it doesn't look good. Everything I hear sounds like challenge after challenge after challenge. But I believe without a shadow of a doubt that this whole situation will still be used for God's glory. Whether it's just to get a hold of leaders, politicians all across this world and get them to stand up and notice. We should never take the safeties that we have within this country and around this world. We should never take them for granted or take them lightly. I believe that the things that happen dependent upon how we look at them, how we view them, how we simply take the questions that I have within my mind and heart, and I tell you, that old mind of mine, it can just get going. It can just take something and it can manifest. It can get going. And sometimes I just need to be still and know that God will fight my battle for me. How many people were within that group of the Israelites? Anybody know how many people? Thousands upon thousands. It said that Pharaoh and his were only about 600. How come these people, thousands and thousands, are so worried about these folks coming up? It said because of the law there in Egypt that when they left, they could carry no arms with them. No guns, knives, nothing like that to protect themselves. That was the law. So they were pretty much totally exposed. But they had one thing to rely on. And the one thing that they relied upon was stronger than any army. It was stronger than the mighty horses who led those chariots. It was stronger than even the Red Sea itself, because they relied upon the word of God. I'm so glad they wrote the book after that movie I saw. I'm so glad that when I look into this book, I find strength. I realize how precious life is. I realize that I am nothing more than a sinner saved by grace. So I encourage you, lift up those people who are going through such struggles. I'm not sure the outcome, but I do know that God will be lifted up. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and God was written in this Old Testament so many years ago, God. Allow us now to just still focus upon being still without fear and know that salvation comes from you today. Let us clear our minds, clear our hearts, God. If there be ill will within our hearts, God, just take it away. Let us begin today, a brand new day of serving you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.